Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Helen Thorne.
And I'm Ellie Gibson.
And guess what, Ellie?
What?
We've got Justine Roberts on the podcast.
All right, Justine.
Hello there.
Justine, who are you?
I am the CEO and founder of Mumsnet and Grandsnet.
And you've got four children.
Yes.
What is harder, running the UK's biggest parenting network or having four children?
It depends. I don't know what the answer is. It depends what where we're at in the time.
Do your staff get nits? Have they had
they
words?
They do itch a lot. Actually, now you've mentioned it, yeah. I haven't actually asked them.
Nick Coe, many of your staff members.
Yeah, we've got lots of books, actually, because we've done a How to Get Rid of Nits book, so I'm going to hand them out.
I find that it's most effective just to hit them with the book. I just whack
what,
them
each
as soon
knit?
As I see them.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that works well.
It's fun for all the family.
That's it. And we're recording here live at Mumsnet Tower. So everything you see on screen, you know, the websites, all the things come from here and all the bods here.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It's very nice. I like what you've done here. The cigar bar is good.
It's very it's very modern. I like...
There's a drinks fridge in the corner, lots of wine.
There's two carrier bags full of wine in the other part of the office.
Yeah,
wine is like
wine
a takeaway.
Yeah.
And when we walked in, there was a big whiteboard saying, "Hello, Alicia Dixon."
Oh, really?
Which meant us think we got the wrong day.
Yeah.
But,
we'll
do it.
What are you singing later?
Ellie and I are going to dance for you.
Yes. Well, I can do a number of Mystique raps, but I won't spoil it now. Save it. Save it for another day.
Oh, now, we've got you on the podcast, Justine, not just to talk about Mum's Net, but to kind of go behind the curtain as well.
Okay.
To find out who's the woman behind all of this, all of the Mum's Net, all of the internet. So I guess we should start off by just asking, tell us about your family. Who's in your family?
Okay, so I've got four kids. I had the shocking experience of my first pregnancy turning out to be twins.
Dun, dun, dun.
But they are now grown-ups. And I have to say, when your children become adults, that is quite a scary thing. That really makes you feel old. So I don't think it's happened to you guys yet. But, it, you know, when it does...
I feel
prepared.
Old already. Jesus.
It's a different level of oldness. I still have a 12-year-old, so I'm still kind of in the mix for the parenting, but he's very neglected, so that's, you know.
Do you feel with the 12-year-old, because you have successfully raised the other ones to adulthood, do you feel like you sort of know what you're doing a bit more?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the successfully, but...
they're all alive, listeners.
Yes. I certainly feel less stressed about things. I'm, you know, firm believer in this too shall pass. It's only a phase. In fact, when I remember dropping him at nursery, and I cycled him to nursery, he was in one of those seats at the back, and he started singing a little song to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And it was, "Mummy, mummy, mummy, mum, mummy, mummy, don't go to work." and I thought, if that would be my first child, I would have collapsed on the pavement in absolute tears of remorse and what was I doing. But I just laughed and dumped him in the nursery.
He said, "Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You'll be okay."
Yes.
So how old are your twins now then?
So they're 19.
Oh, okay. So you've been you're long in the tooth in terms of motherhood. You've had 19 years of experience.
Yes. Yeah, I've been around the block.
Are they still at home?
Yes. You got rid of their, unfortunately, in what's known as a gap year, which was always a big dread for me.
And so drinking and sleeping,
drinking,
isn't it?
Having lots of friends around, making a mess. I mean, I've said to them, you'll never be so wealthy in your life because you have no expenses. No. They are earning a little bit working in various spurious roles and spending money like Walker. They have no expenses. Anyway, there we are.
So how old were the kids when you started Mumsnet?
So my twins were one.
Oh, wow.
And what's the trigger for Mumsnet was I took them on our first sort of holiday as parents. So I had that sort of, you know, tiny little handbag of stuff for me and my husband and mountains of trolleys of paraphernalia for them. And we had a terrible, we had the most appalling vacation ever. We picked the wrong time zone, the wrong resort, the wrong destination, and absolutely with the wrong children. And it was my light bulb moment. This was my precious holiday. If only I'd known how awful it was and what an awful place it was. And there's this thing called the internet where you can tap into things like that. And it's not just holidays, is it? It's all the things that I have no idea what I'm doing with parenting. You know, sleep and mother-in-laws and all the rest of it. So that was the Mumsnet light bulb moment. And I think a lot of holidays are started. A lot of businesses are started on holiday.
Because
you have the time to dream, don't you? And you don't really...
was the dream? Did you think, I'm going to set up this hugely successful, multi-million pound business that's going to dominate the parenting culture for the next 20 years? Or did you just
exactly what I wrote down on the business plan. No, I didn't. I like everyone had a web idea then. You're too young to remember, but honestly, you bump into people in the street and they'd say, oh, what's your internet startup idea? You had
with your
to
big
have
phones and shoulder pads.
It wasn't much beyond that though. Yeah. It was little, let's start this thing and see what happens, and that's kind of what it was.
I feel sorry for all the ones that fell by the wayside. Obviously we know about Mumsnet and things like that, but what happened to, you know, that idea for a website just about curtains that ever made it? Do you know what I mean? I feel sad for those people.
Curtainsnet.
Curtains.net. I mean, I think there's still money in it.
Write it down.
Curtains are really hard to like measure and buy and fit. Anyway, let's not get into my dream, Justin. Okay. Let's get back to yours.
We'll do that one day.
All right, great.
Let's have lunch.
You can't have my idea.
It's like Dragon's Den, Lily.
15%.
That's right.
I'll tell you about coathangers.co.uk later. Anyway, but yeah, so you had this idea.
Yes. So I was in the fortunate position. I had a mate who had gone to coding school in his evenings. Mm. So I actually had someone who could not only, you know, listen to my idea, but translate it into a thing.
Tech man,
Yeah, we had it, and he was a man. He is a man.
Good.
Still is a man.
It's not his fault. Yeah. Anyway.
And so I came back home and wrote in a friend from antenatal class who I said to her, promised her she could always work flexibly, and we would have all our meetings in the jacuzzi of the local gym because she was obsessed about work-life balance. And we did try it actually, but the papers got a bit dodgy. And so we just kicked it off and gave it a go. And I went around with a business plan trying to raise lots of money. And thank God the dot-com crash happened and no one gave me any money, because it would have been disastrous, because quite frankly the business plan was not worth the paper it was written on. So it was a world of
also dialogue. The paper was soaking wet
and the paper was very soggy
and smelled like chlorine.
All the numbers
awful.
Had smudged. Yeah. So we didn't raise any money, which turned out to be a good thing, because we wouldn't have made any revenue for a long time, and we would have had a lot of costs if we'd raised money. So it actually worked very well to do it all from a back bedroom, and it started out with me with multiple nicknames talking to myself. And Mumsnet's never been in such unison and unity since then.
So you made up people to talk to each
other. Yeah, well, I had lots of different questions.
Right.
And I had lots of different answers, quite frankly. I wasn't really sure of the right answer, so that made it easy. And then there was a light bulb moment. A friend rang me up and said, I've got pregnancy palpitations. Do you know anything about it? Because, you know, I was the only person she knew who'd been pregnant, so... Yeah, so you ask. And I said, well, I do know something about that, actually, but you're going to have to ask it on Mumsnet, and then I'll go and answer you. So I felt a bit guilty because she was one of my better friends and she could hardly breathe.
Write it down, type it out, log in.
So I rushed on to answer, and lo and behold, someone had got there first, and I thought, God, this is weird. This is actually happening, you know.
Yeah.
And it sort of mushroomed from there.
Oh, and so you started off when your kids were little. Yeah. And now how much of awareness do they have of, or do they care? Do they of what you do and how it's all discussed?
Well, they do increasingly become, I mean, they originally, obviously, it was a huge pain to them because I worked from home, and I remember doing a Radio 5 Live interview, and both my twins were screaming outside the door, and I was with one hand holding the door shut and the other holding the phone, and trying to give sane answers to things about parenting while these toddlers were hammering on the door. And so obviously it was an imposition. It was very good to get out of the house, I have to say. Eventually it took us 8 years and we finally got an office. Now, I mean, they were sort of very resentful that I wasn't around, but now I think they're very delighted I'm not around. And I do find the whole concept of Mumsnet and mums quite embarrassing.
Was there a moment, so kind of, so I'm thinking back to, like, you know, you started this thing and it's literally you bringing your friend up and making them be your audience. How long was it after that where was there a sort of moment or a day or a thing that made you go, oh wow, this is a thing, like I've made a big thing?
I think, well, it was sort of quite gradual, you know. It's like that thing when you see a child you haven't seen for a while and it suddenly seems quite big, but when you're living with them you don't notice. So I think it was all quite gradual. There were lots of moments along the way which were landmark moments for Mumsnet where it all got a bit surreal. Yeah, and then, you know, David Cameron came on to do a web chat and suddenly it was the Mumsnet election and, you know, questions were being asked in question time about, you know, whether Gordon Brown had answered the biscuit question. And David Cameron said, oatcakes, which isn't even a biscuit.
Well, let's ask you, Justine. Favourite biscuit?
Well, I've got quite a few, actually. I like a rich tea finger if I'm in a sort of plain mood.
A finger, not a disc. Why not the disc? What have you got against?
It's a texture thing, I think.
Oh.
But it's the same texture.
Is it going into your mouth?
It's really different. It's much thinner. It doesn't have that sort of film on the top. And it also gets fully into the mug, whereas you get stuck, don't you, the round thing.
Yes.
I like a fruit shortcake.
Garibaldi?
What's your own business?
I like a fruit shortcake because it's a fine sugar around the outside. Delicious. Well, I kind of wanted to ask about before Mumsnet as well. So what kind of drove you?
Well, so immediately before I was writing about football and cricket. And then before that, I'd spent 10 years working in various guises in sort of banking. I was an economist and a strategist and a trader and did all kinds of things. So I left that as soon as I got pregnant because I thought, this is no place for a woman with a family. And that was proved to me by the fact that any woman who got anywhere in banking seemed to have to pretend their family didn't exist. So I was straight out there, and then I followed my passion, which was writing about football and cricket. And then Mumsnet sort of happened.
So does football still, like, because I want to know about, you know, what keeps you sane? Like, you've got your family, all four of them, and then you've got this, and then what's Justine time look like?
Yeah, it is. It's football mainly.
Yeah.
I'm a mad Liverpool fan.
Oh,
so
amazing.
I'm very happy at the moment.
Why not Crystal Palace?
How long have you got? It'll take up the whole podcast.
Yeah, we'd have to ring the dad. Let's not get into it.
So I'm very happy because we're doing rather well at the moment, and that is my escapism, really.
Yeah. Oh, so that's Justine. Loves a bit of football. So you're well prepared for the lover of football and cricket and a bit of business. You're prepared for motherhood and all of this. Or do you think that was...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's any training for starting your own business, but you do have to feel a passion.
Yeah.
I think you've got to really believe in what you're doing because it's kind of a lot of nights and a lot of setbacks and
so
you've got to have. And luckily, I wasn't too concerned about the fact we didn't make any money at all for 8 years.
No, I think that's very good advice.
Still here.
Yeah. Why do you think it did work out in the end? What was it?
Well, I think online communities take a while. They don't happen overnight. So, you know, I laugh about talking to myself, but I think, you know, you do have to put that kind of personal effort in to nurturing a community. And the business model doesn't really work till you've got scale. And we were also way too early. I mean, if you think about it, we were 4 years before Facebook even got started. We were 6 years before Twitter. And no one trusted the kind of social web, certainly not advertisers. They were horrified by the idea that people could discuss their products and they couldn't just broadcast messages. So it took a while, really, for the rest of the world to catch up with what was going on and to not be too nervous about interacting with, you know, these mouthy mothers who are saying what they think.
I mean, mouthy is one word for it, isn't it? I will say that sometimes I go on the Mumsnet forum and it is, I mean, again, blisteringly honest is a phrase I'm going to use. And I think we all know what I'm talking about. Are you ever surprised by the amount people share or kind of how passionate people get about stuff?
Am I surprised? Yeah, I mean, I am surprised sometimes there are always interesting stories on Mumsnet and things that make your jaw drop a little bit. I think Mumsnet is very truthful, and I think that's partly because people can be anonymous about stuff, so they really can both ask and answer in a very truthful fashion, in the way you couldn't do on Facebook. You can't really on Facebook say, I think my middle child is the work of the devil. And you can't really say...
I have told my mum that, but she still persists.
Yeah, so you can have that honesty on Mumsnet that you couldn't do otherwise, and I think that really is part of its value, actually, is that you get real, real truthful answers.
But can that go too far? Because people can be pretty horrible as well.
I think people can be horrible everywhere. I mean, you know, I think there is. It depends on your view of feedback, really. Some people think feedback is useful, and some people think it's mean. But I mean, I think Mumsnet is a particularly cruel place? No. Do I think it's a particularly honest place? Yes. I think there's much more. You know, there's much more vitriol elsewhere on the web, namely, you know, Twitter, for instance.
When people are anonymous, they can go that. Even that step forward.
Yeah, it's often the case that users have on occasion said things to us as moderators, but also to each other, where you call them on it and they literally have, you know, called you the nastiest thing since sliced bread. I'm not going to be colourful language here.
Yeah.
And then the next morning they say, oh yeah, sorry, I was having a bad evening. You know, and that is, you have to understand, people come in all kinds of moods, and it is like real life. The only difference is, in real life, you know, people know who you are, so it probably does moderate your really bad temper.
Yeah, but it's interesting. I mean, what I, you know, and I think you've spoken about, what I've read in interviews, is that the way motherhood was portrayed before Mumsnet started, that everyone was polite and motherhood was pretty and you stayed quiet and you stayed behind closed door, which was never the case. We're all struggling, and all those feelings that are very present now were still present back then, but there's just more opportunity to share those feelings.
I think that's right. And also I think you know, it was very easy to pigeonhole mothers, and the media still try it into slightly insular, thick, you know, boring, humourless, and, you know, really only interested in getting their whites whiter. And we've had that. I mean, I remember sending a Mumsnet representative to the G8. They asked for us to send a blogger. And they were with the media corps there. And so they were with world leaders and know, asking people about environmental issues and things like that. And she came back and I said, did you have a good time? She was really smart, you know, PhD and everything. And she said, yeah, I did. But it was really weird because every time anyone from the press spoke to me, they started talking very slowly. And that is the perception that partly we've been trying to change just by, you know, just by allowing. But, by Mumsnet being front and centre, you can see all the smart, engaged, humorous, witty people on Mumsnet. And that is what women are like. But there's also some really weird preconceptions about mother. So there's been quite a lot, and I think the Sunday Times ran the big piece, and then the Mail followed up with, you know, the sex conversations on Mum's Net, as if because you're mothers, you know, sex is off the agenda. Whereas, in fact, I think it's probably the opposite, right? Because you have to have sex to be a mother.
In fact, not only are we having sex with our husbands, we're also dealing with the fact that they like to clean their penis afterwards in a beaker of water.
Or some do.
I think we established
that that was unusual on the Mum's
Yes,
Net.
For anyone who didn't see that, like, this was a famous thread, possibly the most famous thread
World
on Mum's Net, about this woman who was like, is this weird? My husband keeps a beaker of water, was it by the bed that he dips his penis in after sex? Yes, it's weird, by the way. And it had this amazing response. Was it real, that thread? Because some people said, oh, come on, is that real?
I think it was real, yeah. I mean, certainly we had no reason to think of it.
There's pages
otherwise.
And pages and
yeah,
pages.
Yeah, no, it broke the site. I mean, it did literally go viral. You could see our audience, you know, go across the globe from, you know, so it got to Singapore and then it got to Australia and, you know.
We just had this vision of a man like in Indiana Jones, and like, just this penis beaker, little red dotted line, Tibet, Kathmandu.
These people flooded in and you know, our servers ground to a halt, not being able to cope at all with it. So,
Were you over the moon though? Were you like, oh, well,
we've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was exactly the
I've achieved my life's work. This is my legacy. Yes, yes.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, but are there other sort of stories that have hit you? Not maybe on that global scale, but like, you know, moments like that.
Mum's Net, we know it's ballsy and mouthy and there's a lot of robust debate and all that kind of stuff. But the real underlying thing of the acts of everyday community and kindness going on, people going out of their way to, whether it's to support someone who's having a hard time breastfeeding in the middle of the night or you know, going through a domestic violence situation and doing really kind of cute things. So a story that always lives with me is a woman had a toddler and she arrived in Glasgow. She was going on holiday in Scotland and they'd left Bear behind, her favourite bear. And she knew that was the holiday sort of written off because Bear was not there. And she posted on Mum's Net. And, you know, within an hour, someone had turned up at the airport with a lookalike bear.
Amazing.
It was the same bear. It was just not the bear.
Yeah.
And that was just really cute. You know, it's amazing that people feel very connected to other people they talk to on the site, even though they are anonymous. So they make real friendships and go out of their way to help each other. So that's nice.
What a lovely story. See, there's a bear for every penis beak. Lovely thought.
Light and shade of Mum's Net. That's it.
But I think there is something inherently reassuring about... I mean, I joked in the beginning about saying it's all life is a phase and it too will pass, and that is me tapping into someone who's going through the thing that you're really worried about, but they can tell you that there's an end or a solution or that you learn to live with it or it's just not the end of the world, I think is inherently reassuring. And that's what I think the internet has allowed people to do.
Yeah, and there's that always that question, am I normal? Is this okay?
Yeah.
Apart from the
language. No, you're not.
You're
next question. What do you want?
you're a weirdo with your penis beaker.
Yes, but so is everyone in different ways.
And yes, you've just provided lots of comedy for everyone, so that's fine.
Well, have we done Mumsnet chat?
I think we have, Illy.
I think we've nailed it.
I think we have. Excellent.
Now, we always like to end the podcast with scummy mummy confessions. Stories. Funny stories about parenting failure. I mean, there's barely any on Mumsnet, obviously.
So we did this. It was my husband's idea. We did New Year, and we didn't really have anywhere to go, and we were together as a family. So we decided to get around the fact that we were clearly deeply unpopular and had no friends. We would have a fun family evening where we made dinner, and everyone made a different dish. Okay, now some of the younger members of the family were sort of 6 and 7, so they kind of had a bit of help. Anyway, I was making beetroot soup. So that was the first dish, and it was very, very hard, and I had spent a long time grating beetroot, and it just took forever, and it was a nightmare. And when I served it, everyone hated it, and they told me it. And I was very upset by this, and at the end of the evening, when they were still going on about it, I shouted at my then 7-year-old, "Well, my soup was better than your smelly cupcakes." And I'm afraid smelly cupcakes is now a watchword for mum being the worst broker in the world.
And he made them out of Stilton.
I think smelly was a 7. At least I wasn't, you know, really swearing. But so now that is a joke in my family about how bad a parent I am, that I attacked my 6-year-old son and competed with him.
Did you help make the cupcakes? That's the thing.
No, I didn't.
I mean, I'm going to be totally honest with you. You lost at trying to make beetroot soup for a second. you failed at the first time.
No, that's true. I think my husband set me up. I think that was his idea.
Yeah.
Is it borscht? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It was. I like beetroot, and it was pretty disgusting.
Oh, no. It tastes of soil. Oh. It's like eating earth soup. Nobody wants that. Lovely compost smoothie. No, thank you, Mummy. Not today.
So I'm an aubergine confession, but not in the food sense. So I sent my husband an aubergine emoji. We all know what that means. And didn't think another thing of it until my daughter picked up my phone in a cafe and loudly announced to everyone, "Mummy, why did you send Daddy an aubergine emoji?" And so everyone else in the cafe knew. And I was like, it was for dinner.
Yes, we're having moussaka again.
I'm impressed you knew what an aubergine was.
Well, she's nice.
That's a proud parent.
Yeah, there we go. They teach her things at school. She's never seen one at home.
Yeah. You wouldn't catch her eating beetroot soup, mind. She's not a savage.
No. Yeah. Everything my kids eat are beige. So that's anyway. Good times. Well.
As a final thing, as a mother of children who are now grown up, do you have like a nugget of wisdom? Like if there's one thing you could say to somebody who's listening to this, who's got younger children and is thinking,
Yeah, well, I suppose it's been a theme of the podcast, but I do think, you know, try not to let any one thing exercise you too much, because quite frankly, by the time that you've got to the bottom of it, they've moved on to the next annoying thing.
Yeah, by the time you got over nits, you've got worms.
Yeah, exactly. So in a nutshell, it'll never get better. What a lovely note to end on.
Drink wine.
Yes. Just the kind of uplifting, motivational quote we were looking for. I'm off to have that turned into word art and hang it above my mantelpiece. Thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure.
Yes. Don't forget you can follow us at Scummy Mummies and all the things. We've got loads of live shows. Go to scummymummies.com for details.
That's right. And do subscribe to the podcast, Ellie. Go on to iTunes and rate and review. We love that.
Yes.
We love 5 stars, please.
Yes. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I miss Jaspers. You won't remember. Do you not remember Jaspers?
No.
They were made by McVitie's, and they were a bit like Hobnobs, but they had an orange and lemon rind in them. And I was thinking about them a couple of years ago, and I thought, Jaspers, and I couldn't find them in the supermarket. I looked it up, and they've been deleted by McVitie's from the range.
No.
It was one of the worst days of my life.
That's amazing. So, I've never come across one, but I think it's possibly the orange and lemon rind that is not working for me there.
You don't like a rind? Well, I mean, you and I are never going to get along.
I'd leave the rind behind.
Let's just end the podcast now.
Okay. Yes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.